The biggest icon in wrestling.
Okay, I will do it, and I will smile. But when I am facing Raphael, I am going to stick out my tongue like this.
Okay, okay, now that we're all adults, can we please start this damn exercise video?
Every day, it's getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Every day, it's getting faster. Everyone said, go ahead and ask her. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Every day seems a little longer, every way love's a little stronger. Come what may, do you ever long for true love from me? Every day it's getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Seems a little longer, every way love's a little stronger. Come what may, do you ever long for true love from me? Every day it's getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Love like yours will surely come my way.
Never thought I'd get to meet the devil. Never thought I'd meet him face to face. Heard he always worked the dome, that he seldom rode or used a phone. So I walked right up to meet him at his place.
You're gonna provide me with an opportunity to prove my love to my girl, or you're gonna save yourself some trouble. Step up like a gentleman and apologize to her.
Don't fuck with me, man. Look like a clown in that stupid jacket.
This is a snakeskin jacket. And for me, it's a symbol of my individuality and my belief in personal freedom.
Asshole.
Come here.
Say it, honey.
I'm sorry to do this to you here in front of a crowd and all, but I want you to get up and apologize to my girl.
I'm sorry.
My hell. He just bumped up against the wrong girl, is all.
That's good. Now go get yourself a beer.
War hell! station to meet some of the guys and to find out what Stanley was doing with that plane. I splurged. I invested 49 cents in a set of novelty teeth.
Hey! You the guy from Ajax?
Yeah, you bet.
All right.
Well, you'll bring in the 8th. Yeah, well, they're on their way. I'm the supervisor. I don't carry this stuff.
Who's bringing them, Freddy?
Yeah, Freddy.
You're supposed to have been here over an hour ago, boy.
Well, traffic was murder. You know, one of those manure spitters jackknifed on the Santa Ana? God-awful mess. You should see my shoes. Woo! Stanwich baby, huh?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Looks well used.
He's back and forth to Utah every weekend.
Oh, is that right? What is he, Mormon?
I don't think he's doing a whole lot of singing with the Tabernacle Choir.
These executives, they live hard. You know what I mean?
Oh, I sure do. Ah, that's a terrific wing. I love this shape.
Hey, do us a favor, pal.
Name's Liddy. Gordon Liddy.
Gord, take a look at the 7th FETSA valve, will you? I think it's been sticking.
Probably the humidity.
That's funny. No, what I think it is myself is the bypass line.
That could be the bypass line, yeah. Maybe I should take a look at it.
Gordo, back here?
Don't tell me my business, boy. Just checking the luggage. Somebody ought to clean these windows. There is a tremendous buildup of gook all over them. Look at that. You use a lot of fuel to go to Utah?
That's what I always ask you.
Burns enough to go to South America and back.
South America and back? Is that right?
Yeah. But I always kid him about it. I say, what are you doing up there? You doing some stunt flying or something?
What's he say?
Well, he don't say nothing. He just gives him that look. You know, he's got that look.
Yeah, he don't say nothing. He just gives him that look.
Well, sure, he's the boss. Here, let me take a crack at this Fetzer here.
Gordon.
Yeah, I know where it is. I'm just getting a bird's eye view here, and,
What do you think? It's the bypass line, right?
I think it's the bypass line, yeah.
Tony.
I'm gonna need some pliers and a set of 30-weight ball bearings.
What?
Yeah, tell you what, I gotta go to my truck. If Fred gets here before I'm back, you can tell him to start without me.
What the hell you need ball bearings for?
Oh, come on, guys. It's so simple. Maybe you need a refresher course. Hey! It's all ball bearings nowadays. Now, you prepare that Fetzer valve with some 3-in-1 oil and some gauze pads. And I'm going to need about 10 quarts of antifreeze, preferably Prestone. No. I'll make that Quaker State. Wash those windows. They've got filth and muck on them.
We'll continue with the Jefferson Airplane.
All right, friends, you have seen the heavy groups. Now you will see Morning Maniac music. Believe me, yeah. It's New Dawn. And the regular guys.
Truth is Cindy Lauper's supposed to come out, and time after time, we've tried to get Cindy Lauper to come out, and all of a sudden, there's no Cindy Lauper. I do happen to have the album cover of Cindy Lauper, which they are giving to the folks out there, but you know, I'm the kind of guy that I just don't fool around. I'm not the kind of guy just to say something and then don't get it done. You see, when RP talks, people listen. And if I want to get something done, I get it done. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce to you the female entertainer of the year, Miss Cindy Lauper herself. Sit down. It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. Please have a seat. Please have a seat. Please have a seat. You look... First of all, I would like to say to you, you look wonderful, Cindy. Well, it's been a long time coming for us to try to get you here. Cindy has flown 7,000 miles to come here and see us. And one thing that I admire about you is we both have something in common. We are both number one at what we do. And you, time after time, and the records that you have out, the girls just want to have fun with all your...
They do.
They do. Hey, just girls just want to have fun. Where have you been? What have you been doing?
Oh, well, I'm glad to come back. I've been in Europe. It's nice to see all the wrestling fans and the WWE. And you, Roddy, how are you? It's great. I've been in Europe. I've been in London.
You've been in London, England.
Where? London, England, same thing.
London, England, same thing. Tell me, who does your hair?
Oh, me and Patrick. We do it.
Who's Patrick?
Oh, he's in the back somewhere. He helps me out. Pat.
You look terrific. You look terrific. You know, as we were saying, we're both number one in what we do. And I'm a self-made man. And I realize that through the time, you've had a lot of friends help you out. And especially one, Captain Lou Albino, your manager, the man who has taken care of you and actually brought you from nothing and taken you up.
Roddy, wait.
Yes, darling.
No, I love Lou, but he's not my manager. A lot of people think that.
Wait a second. You're not calling. Wait. No, I know you don't mean that. You're not calling Lou Albino a liar. I know that. He's your manager.
Lou would never say that. Hey, how are you, Cindy, sweetheart?
How you been, baby? How you doing? Cindy, tell all these people out here how I took you, Cindy, and found you in New York City and Queens, and how I made you a superstar. Tell them what I did for you, Cindy.
Lou, come on. Only kidding. No.
No, wait. No.
Wait a minute, Cindy. Tell them how. I wrote the words for time after time, Cindy. And girls.
He's only kidding.
Wait a second. Now you told me that you've taken 75%. You told me that you brought her from nothing.
Telling how women, Cindy, belong in a kitchen and pregnant, Cindy, that no woman's ever accomplished anything without a man behind her. Cindy, tell him that.
Wait, Lou, you know, I don't like that. You're only fooling around, right? Because I don't like that stuff.
No, wait a second. This is not fooling around.
You're not kidding?
Cindy, just shut up for a minute, Cindy. Tell him what I did for you, Cindy. Tell him how you... Hold that up. Tell him how you came off my reputation, Cindy. Captain Lou Albano, how all women are nothing, Cindy. They're slime. How it takes a man to make a woman.
One second now, just calm down.
I saw the video myself, and I know what he's done.
Yeah, about 1 second in the video. What, are you crazy?
No. It was a big segment, Cindy. You wrote all for me, Cindy.
Wait a second. I saw the video myself. You can't come out here and tell me that this man is a liar.
I'm not calling him a liar. I don't want to get mad. Now, don't get me mad.
Wait a second. We don't care who gets mad. I'll tell you something. Just wait a second, young lady. I don't care what you think.
Just a minute, Cindy. I want you to be honest. Tell them how I took you abroad, hanging around New York.
What? Abroad?
Go ahead. Tell them a barroom broad maker, Cindy. Go ahead, Cindy. Tell them the truth, Cindy.
Thank you. Demonic beast. What happened to the good old simple love song? I love you. That's a good word to use. Nowadays, they have to write some sickness. It's just absolutely sick and bizarre, and I'm going to do my utmost best to try and stop it now.
Anything you'd like to say in conclusion?
These evil people have just got to be stopped.
You should be loyal to your heroes. They could turn on you.
can run, you can hide, never let it inside. Keep living your life in the dark. Sooner or later, that gentle persuader is gonna catch up with your heart, make you a dreamer, believer, believing in love. Right when a man's doing all that he planned, and he thinks he's got just what he needs, life will deliver a shot that will shiver him, driving him down to his knees, make him start giving, living, living again. Well, it's your mind that tricks you into leaving every time. Your heart that talks you into staying where you are. Love will turn you around, turn you around. Out of the blue, she reaches for you, and you tell her you don't have the time. Away fast, but you know it won't last, cause you can't get her off of your mind. Thoughts are burning, turning, they're turning around. How do you know when to stay or to go? And how do you know when it's real? You don't need a sign to make up your mind. You got your heart at the wheel. You wanna start sharing, caring again. Well, it's your mind that tricks you into leaving every time. Love will turn you around, turn you around. Well, it's your heart.
Prehistoric bitch, how we do things downtown.
Do
Some say love, it is a river that drowns the tender reed. Some say love, it is a razor that leaves your soul to bleed. Some say
been